If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time to talk Connecticut sports. It's The Feed, Star 99.9.
Getting into March, everyone's got basketball in their minds, especially at the high school level. And every Monday, we talk to Dave Rudin from therudinreport.com. And Dave, we had the big championship last week, right?
Yeah, it was Championship Wednesday. They played the boys and the girls games back-to-back at Fairfield University. And Staples, which was the preseason favorite but lost its leading scorer 2 weeks ago to a broken wrist, it didn't seem to matter as they defeated Ridgefield, which was the top seed, by 10 points. Staples has had Ridgefield's number the last few years, the third year in a row they beat them in the state playoffs, and it came a week after they beat them in the final game of the regular season. But it was quite a performance by Adam Udell, the point guard on the team. He really stepped up his game even a little bit more after Sam Clacco, their leading scorer, got injured. And he finished with 24 points and 11 rebounds, a memorable performance. And a statistic I looked up, and I don't know how anybody's ever done this, but between points and assists, he played a role in their final 29 points of the game.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I saw the clip on the Rudin Report Instagram of them celebrating at the end, and it's so fun to see someone win like that for Staples.
I think some of the people who didn't realize what a big role Adam played on the team, they lost a scorer, and that was a sizable loss. I don't want to minimize that, but it's easier to make up points from a scorer than it is to find somebody who sees the court like that and who does so many different things. And it really was going to come down to whether Staples could find some other players to make up the scoring by Sam Clacco, who was averaging just under 20 points a game. And as I was saying, it didn't have to be the same player. It didn't have to be the same player every night. It didn't have to be one player scoring all the points. And that's really what turned out to be the case. And in the semifinals, in the final, it was Matt Corrigan, who was a transfer from Fairfield Ward. And he played his two best games of the season. And in the championship, he scored 19 points, most of them in the second half. He had a couple of three-point shots early off assists from Adam Udell to kind of get the final punch going. And Ridgefield got within 4 points in the third quarter, and Staples answered right back, and it never became a close game in the fourth quarter.
So now does Staples move on to another round, the state championship, the state playoffs?
Well, the league playoffs have nothing to do with the state playoffs.
Right.
So they do different divisions. The Connecticut runs the dumbest sports. Boys basketball is the worst tournament of any sport that I've ever seen, and I'm about to write my annual column killing it because I don't get it. But Staples is in Division One, which is ostensibly supposed to be the 16 best teams in the state, but isn't. And they'll open up their tournament tomorrow at home against Colby Cathedral. And that could set up an interesting second-round game against St. Bernard, which would be a rematch of a game a couple of weeks ago up in Uncasville. St. Bernard won at home against Staples. Staples will have the home court advantage, and it'll be a really tough game, especially without Clacco, but playing them at home will make a big difference.
Dave Rudin, therudinreport.com. We talk to him every Monday about high school sports here in Connecticut. So, Dave, what about the girls' side of things? I know they had a big championship game for basketball last week too, right?
Yep, they played. They preceded the boys' final. And Ridgefield, which was the number one seed, they beat Fairfield Ward, which was in a similar position to the Staples boys. They actually lost the player who turned out to be the player of the year, Ryan Golbin. She suffered a torn ACL and MCL
Oh, wow.
Just before the tournament. And they were able to compensate to get to the final, but not in the final. And Ridgefield will be one of the most memorable champions. They only had one player who averaged 10 points a game. Team that was really built around their defense, behind a whole bunch of different girls scoring 6 to 8 points a game. And it was a really, really great coaching job by Rob Coloni, their coach. It was the best coaching job by a boys or girls basketball coach in the FCAC this year.
Wow, that's great. Congrats to them. And, you know, I feel like we've been talking about the high school basketball season for so long, so it's good to finally, you know, have a finale where these teams came out on top and then moving on to states.
Yeah, light at the end of the tunnel. They'll have the finals in 2 weekends up at Mohegan Sun.
Nice.
I'm a little skeptical that we'll have an FCAC team there. I would say if it's going to be anybody, it would be in Division III boys, Fairfield Ludlow. But we'll see what happens. Maybe some other teams have some magic in them.
Yeah, we'll be pulling for them, definitely. Dave Rudin, theRudinReport.com. You can read all his stuff there. And thanks so much, Dave. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.